Good morning again, distinguished delegates. We now move on to item 15, financing of the protocol on water and health. I do ask for all of your attention, since this is an item that concerns very much us all. I would like to remind delegations of the documentation we have on financing the protocol. Can I ask for your attention, please? Thank you. So I would like to remind the participants of the relevant documentation for this item, the concept note for a roundtable discussion on financing of the protocol on water and health. This is an informal document. I'd like to remind you that this concept note was already circulated, so I'm sure you've seen it. There is also an overview of contribution and expenditures for the period 2020 to 2022. And the draft program of work is also relevant to this item. I would like to recall that the financing of the protocol on water and health largely relies on voluntary contributions. While the trends of the parties' contributions to UNECA and WHO Europe Protocol Trust Funds was positive in the past 3 years, with a few new parties contributing, the overall available financial resources remain insufficient to ensure the implementation of all activities in the program of work and to secure an adequate level of secretariat support. For this reason, a specific roundtable discussion on financing is organized with the parties to the protocol to discuss how to strengthen sustainability and predictability of financing of the protocol by encouraging all parties to contribute financially and in kind to the implementation of the program of work in 2023-2025. First of all, to open discussion on financing, I would like to invite the Joint Secretariat. Do we start with Francesca, please? Oliver, is that first? Yes. Oliver, please, first, to provide an overview of the financial resources made available for the implementation of the Programme of Work for 2020-2022, and to introduce the overview of the resource requirements for the next triennium.